Republican Stacey Doherty is going up against Democrat William Lindstedt for the Colorado House of Representatives District 33. The candidates are vying to take the seat of Representative Matt Gray, who withdrew his candidacy before the June primary. House District 33 includes Broomfield, Superior, and parts of Westminster and Erie. The Broomfield leader asked the candidates questions about their campaigns. Here are Doherty's responses. Campaign website. Stacey for HD 33. If you are elected, what's the top issue in your district that you will advocate for in the legislature? Cost of living. Colorado is rapidly becoming unaffordable for the working and middle class. Families are struggling with the cost of housing, energy, food, and gas prices. We can lower taxes and fees, also help small businesses by removing regulations that stunt job creation. What are the other important issues that represent your campaign platform? Public safety. Colorado is off the charts for auto and catalytic converter theft. Drug overdoses killed nearly 2,000 Coloradans last year, almost double what it was in 2018. Our communities are suffering, and statistics show it's getting worse. We need to look at doing something different. Let's support our police officers and first responders with common sense policy. Offenders and re-offenders need to be held accountable and charged fairly for their criminal behavior. The soft-on-crime bills that have passed are making our community unsafe and do nothing to encourage change for the offender. We see a high re-offend rate with the soft-on-crime bills. We want offenders to be a positive contribution to society, so they need care and treatment as well. Our education system needs to ensure every child gets a quality education that is focused on core competencies, and right now the statistics show our kids' test scores are way below grade level in reading and math. We need solutions. Also, as parents, we deserve common sense school policies that are transparent. We do our part in different ways to leave Colorado a better and cleaner place for our children. I believe we need a solid energy policy, looking at the resources we now have and doing what we can to minimize damage to the earth and become energy independent. Broomfield is among the communities in our state that have outgrown their resources, which has caused issues with affordability, infrastructure, education, and the environment. How can leaders minimize the impact of growing pains for residents? As a lifelong resident of this district, I understand the changes it has undergone and the challenges it faces. Our elected leaders need to pursue a smart growth policy, making sure the needs of our growing population are balanced against our available resources. We need to look at the long-term picture and invest not only in what's going to help Broomfield thrive now, but later as well. We know, the unnecessary regulations, taxes, fees are stunting and driving our families out of Colorado. What experience would you bring to the seat, if elected? Raising a healthy family unit is top experience. I am a wife of 18 years and we have raised 3 children. Our oldest is 17. We have a firm foundation and a unity within our family. It takes investment, dedication, and is one of the greatest gifts. We are small business owners. I have a BA in psychology, a clinical background. I've worked hard advocating for foster children and foster families. I served my community as a diversion officer with Jefferson County, providing supervision and resources for people charged with misdemeanors, and have worked with the county throughout my career. I've lived in this district my entire life and know people matter. What are the central differences between you and the other candidate seeking this seat? The central differences between myself and the other candidate is, unlike my opponent, I will not vote for more taxes and fees, mask and vaccine mandates in school, and lastly, I am not a career politician. I am a parent of 17 years, and a small business owner. I'm just like you. I will listen to not only the party I affiliate with, but with all. We represent all of District 33. As I've spoken with voters of different parties, all of us have had the same underlying concerns: our individual freedoms, our kids, crime, cost of living, and keeping Colorado clean. It's our ideas on how to address the concerns that differ, but we can work together. I'm not here for my own enrichment, as I've unfortunately seen of many in office. I am here to serve you.